to the show. Tonight is going to be absolutely phenomenal. Tonight is your night to defy the odds. Tonight is your night to shoot for your goals. Tonight is your night to stand tall and to stand proud against every single opposition. Tonight is your night to go and get every single thing that you have spoken, that you have written down on your vision board, that you've written down in your book, your goal book. This is your night to be awakened to the reality of what shall be. Tonight you will break the mold. Tonight you will defy every odd that is against you, and you will reach your goal. Is not the time to stop. This is the time to perform. Welcome to Leader in You. We'll be back in one moment. For joining us on tonight. Tonight we are talking about breaking the mold. Defy the odds against you. When we do this show, those that watch and those that follow our show know that we kick it off with our inspirational quote. And tonight we're going to kick it off. We know today we are celebrating Martin Luther King. We know that he done phenomenal things in the community, and he too had to defy the odds. There's a quote by Martin Luther King that says, "The time is always right to do what is right." Another quote by him says, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is what are you doing for others?" Again, it says, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is what are you doing for others?" There's another quote by Martin Luther King that says, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate can never drive out hate. Only love can do that." And that's by Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, we in our individual lives, we encounter many things. We have defining moments in our life. We have faith-strengthening moments in our life that our faith just has to kick in, because what we see before us does not look like it's going to be prosperous in our lives. What are we to do in those situations? How do we overcome? How do we triumph? How do we push forward? When we think about the word odds, it means the ratio between the amount by two different parties, two opposing parties, based on the expected probability. Either way, things could turn out, whether it's going to be good or whether it's going to be bad. It's a chance. It's a possibility that things can go in your favor. Things may not go in your favor. When we think about the word defy, it means to openly resist or refuse to obey, appear to be challenging, or to do something going to be provoking. So think about where you are right now in your life. Think about what challenging moments that's going on in your life. Where are you right now? What odds are against you? What are you having to defy in your life? What is opposing you right now? When we think about the word mold, it means it is a hollow container used to give shape to molten or hot liquid material such as wax or metal when it comes to cool, and then it hardens when it cools down. So in other words, what type of mold have you been fashioned in all of your life that you have been conditioned to all of your life that you need to break? Sometimes we need to break certain things, break the mold in our life, break the status quo, break what has always been said, and live outside of that box. It's time for us to live outside of the box. Too often and too many times we are worried about defying the odds. We're worried about breaking the mold because we don't want to look strange. We want to look, unfortunately, sometimes ordinary. The topic of this show is Leader in You. Our whole goal is to awaken the leader that is on the inside of you. On the inside of you. What is in you that needs to come out of you? What odds do you need to go up against? What is it that's in your life that's saying, you know what? I need to make some changes. I need to turn some things around in my life. And, yes, there are odds against me. Yes, there are some challenges before me. But what do I need to do to persevere? If you fall behind, run faster. Never give up. Never surrender and rise up against the odds. That's a quote by Jesse Jackson. Again, it says, if you fall behind, run faster. Never give up. Never surrender and rise up against the odds. Never give up and be confident in what you do. Times that are tough, but the difficulties which you face will make you more determined to achieve your objectives and to win against all odds. Again, I'm going to say that again, never give up and be confident in what you do. There may be tough times, but the difficulties which you face will make you more determined to achieve your objectives and to win against all odds. There's another quote that says, I faced odds when glaucoma took the bat out of my eyes. Some of you may have been dealing with some medical challenges, but I didn't give in. The quote goes on to say, but I didn't give in or feel sorry for myself. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It may be cloudy in my right eye, but the sun is shining very brightly in my left, and that's by a person named Alan Ray. And I wanted to bring out that quote because there are some real-life, everyday challenges that we go through. And sometimes we don't know how we're going to face it. Sometimes we don't know how we're going to overcome. Sometimes we don't even know how we're going to defy the odds because the odds seem to be so stacked up against you and I. But tonight I want to encourage all of the listening audience to know that you too can defy the odds. You can stand tall in the face of opposition. Think of success as a game in which you have control over the odds. As you begin to master concepts in personal achievement, you are increasing your odds of achieving success, and that's by Mr. Bo Burnett. Even in my life, there have been many situations that I had to defy the odds. No matter what the situations may look like, no matter what it may have felt like, I had to go past what I felt. I had to go past what I see, and I had to defy the odds. I have some statistics that I want to share with everyone on tonight. And I was looking up, and I'll share it also on my social media pages that you can go back and refer and listen to. I was online on startups.com, and I found some data that I thought was very important because a lot of times we feel if we're in a certain stage in our life or a certain realm that we've passed our opportunity for success or even to achieve success, but that's not true. One of the quotes that I found in data statistics, should I say, on startups.com, it said the average and medium age of a company's founder when they started their current company, like initially, was at age 40. Some feel that they have passed their time that they can't even start a business. The average age of someone starting a business is at age 40. Less than 1% came from an extremely rich family. So if you don't have the background or the backing, if you don't have all the finances in your own family, understand that only 1% even came from that. 99 individuals you know in corporate America that have done successful and built a strong business, many people that you know in the acting career, many people that you know and that you deem to be successful, didn't even come from a lucrative financial background from their family. So don't let that be a hindrance to you. 69.9% of respondents indicated that they were married when they launched their first business, and an additional 5.2% were divorced, separated, or widowed. Okay, I don't care what personal situation is going on in your life. That is still not going to stop you. I have another statistic for you. 59.7% of respondents indicated that they had at least one child when they launched their first business, and 43.5% had two or more children. Once again, you can make it happen. Another statistic says entrepreneurship doesn't always run in the family. More than half, 51.9% of respondents were the first in their families to launch a business. And again, these statistics I've gotten from onstartups.com. They did a survey of many entrepreneurs, and these are some of the percentages that came back pertaining to when people got started in the business, what difficulties were they facing at the time when they started their business. Another data says the majority of respondents, 75.4%, had worked as employees at other companies for more than 6 years before launching their own business. So you might be working for someone right now. That does not mean that that is your end. That does not mean that's how you're going to live the rest of your life. It is just a transitional phase in your life that you're going through. I was looking up some other articles in Forbes magazine online, so go to Forbes.com to get this information, but I also will put this on my social media pages. U.S. entrepreneurship hits record high. That's the title of the article. I was very interested to see that in 4 out of 5 years between 2008 and 2012, 56% of adults said that they had the ability to start a business, a confidence level higher than in many innovation-driven economies. Only 16% of funding in the study came from banks, while 82% was from entrepreneurs' own savings or from family and friends. The study found that typically entrepreneurs needed a medium level of $15,000 in startup cash to get going. And I'm going to say this again because a lot of times we feel that we have to have, I don't know, six figures before we get started in our business, or, you know, some may have ran into that roadblock and you didn't get approved from the bank. Work with what you have. Start with what you have. Start small and grow from that point. You have to continue to build. You have to build strong. And when you continue to do that, consistency over time will snowball your business into a gigantic enterprise. I was also looking on entrepreneur.com. So you can go to that website and get some information. And it says, are an effective leader who understands people. In other words, you have to be an effective leader. If you're trying to build a business of any size, even if you're just starting out, you have to understand people. You have to speak their same language. A lot of times when people are trying to grow and build and they don't get the results that they're looking for, in many occasions you're not speaking the same language. In many occasions you're speaking at the person, but you're not really speaking to the heart of the individual. And if you want to grow your business by leaps and bounds, you got to understand and you have to learn people. There are many situations that are going to arise in your business. Anybody that has a business, you're in the people serving business, period. And if you don't shift your thinking that way, you're not going to get the results you're looking for, because people, whether you want to believe it or not, drives your business. Motivating others is all about building real relationships with people in this world. Customers, employees, inventors, vendors are all people. And with that being said, connecting the dots with them will help your business grow. Now, a lot of times we're talking about defying the odds. We're talking about breaking the mold. If we want to break the mold in our business, we have to do things differently. We have to look at our company. We have to look at what's going on. We have to look at our leadership ability and see what's working, what's not working. You have something on the inside of you, something that drives you every single day. When you wake up, I'm going to win. When you wake up, you say, I'm going to persevere this day in the face of adversity. Even though competition and obstacles may be facing me, however, the decision must always be that I'm going to take a stand, I'm going to rise up, and I'm going to persevere and move forward. Make smart decisions based on solid information from expert sources, and ultimately talk to the people that's in your inner circle. John C. Maxwell wrote a book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, and one of those laws is the law of the inner circle. Now, who is in your inner circle in 2016 is very, very vital and very pivotal as to who is in your inner circle that's going to help you make an impact as you continue to grow and build your business. As you're growing and as you're building your business, you have to be able to take calculated risks. Some are going to be big risks, but one of the things you have to do is research Once you research, you come up with a strategic game plan. From that strategic game plan, you're able to make an analysis for strategic plans for execution. Once you've done that, you want every single quarter, you want to follow up, you want to research your progress, you want to research the pros and the cons. Have your company made success? Has it not made success? And then you want to identify key pivotal situations in your company that you may need to make some changes, that you may need to make some tweaks, you may need to take away something completely that's not helping your business to grow and move forward. And so with all of this process, even with your company, you want to begin to start positioning your mindset to say, how can I break the mold in my company? Because one of the biggest things people always look at when they're building their business is competition. So how do you eradicate competition? You have to break the mold even in your business model. Are you doing the status quo? Are you doing the same thing? Or are you making changes that's going to keep you always on the cutting edge in your industry? The other thing is you have to learn and know your industry. Know your industry, learn your industry. Once you know it, once you learn it, that is going to be able to help you build your business long term. And as you begin to build your business long term, it's going to help you with the overall results that you have always been looking for. One of the things that's so key and one of the things that's so pivotal as you're building your business and even as you're growing and as you're defining the odds that may be before you is that you have to recognize why are you doing what you're doing. Because a lot of times we get so lost in the game of everyday hustle and bustle, but we forget why we do what we do. Sometimes we need those everyday reminders to realize, you know what, this is something that's very real. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and I have to stay focused on the mission. I have to stay focused on why I decided to start in the first place. Because a lot of times when opposition and situations is going to arise in your life, why you're even stepping out to start your business, why you're stepping out to do an outreach program, why you're stepping out to start something that hasn't even been created or existed before, meaning that you're developing something from scratch, raw, something that doesn't even currently exist in the marketplace. And that can be a very scary experience because you're wondering, is it even going to be successful? There's a quote by Martin Luther King that says, "We must accept finite disappointment but never lose infinite hope." In other words, there may be moments in our life that we may feel like we've lost a situation and it didn't pan out the way we wanted to, but we cannot lose hope that there is another day and that there's going to be another opportunity for you and I to live out our dream. When we're talking about going against the odds, we're talking about going against the grain. We're talking about looking bullseye into that challenge situation and saying, you're not going to defeat me. It's saying, I don't care what situations are going on around me. This situation is not going to defeat me. It's not going to define me either. See, a lot of times when you allow situations to define you, that is where defeat sets in. What do I mean by allowing situations to define us? When we allow it to get into our internal heart, our mind, our spirit, and we allow it to shift our thought process and allow it to shift our emotions. When your emotions are tangled up in a situation and you can no longer see past that situation to the positive outcome that can be, that is when we are now in a tangled situation. And that is when we have to revert that to our why. Why are we doing this? Why did I step out to start my business? Why did I step out to work in a community? Why did I step out to be a change agent? Why did I? Sometimes we got to ask ourselves those questions. Why did I step out? And a lot of times when we in our life are in situations, every day we have to wake up in the morning. And something I do, some of you may already be doing it, it's called positive affirmations. And it could be anywhere between 3 to 5 affirmations that you want to write down, things that you want to see turn into a reality in that present day. Now, while you're in that present day, you're able to call those things into a reality. I'm a big proponent of words. I'm a big proponent of what you speak turns into reality. life and death is in the power of the tongue. I totally believe all of that. And we thank everybody once again for being a part of this show that's listening online that may have dialed in. We thank you. Joy, our co-host right now, is in the New York area. I believe she just joined us. Joy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm so happy to be on my way back to Baltimore from New York.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I feel your energy. I'm glad you was able to join us. You know, I know you're taking care of things with your family. But chime in a little bit in terms of when you think about breaking the mold and defying the odds against you, what words of inspiration can you share with our listening audience?
Well, we're definitely going to be faced with some challenges that we don't foresee. But you know what? As long as we continue the path that we're on, because that's our journey and our passion that we want to align ourselves with, we just have to find a way to continue staying the course, because that's where our happiness lies. That's where our purpose is. And this year we want to walk in our purpose, because when we don't do that, we won't ever find success. And as they say, a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. Is that right, Catherine?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that we have to strive for when we feel like quitting is ignore our emotions in that moment. We have to learn and we have to train our mindset and train our emotions that I don't care what my emotion is saying, because the emotions are fleeting. You may be feeling this way one minute, and the next minute you're going to be feeling a completely different way. So sometimes we have to completely ignore the emotional feeling and warm it up and say, you know what, this is a commitment that I made to myself. This is a commitment I made to my community. This is a commitment that I made to my business that I started, and I'm going to go the long haul no matter what. No matter what odds are against us. What are some odds that can be against us? It could be financial odds. It can be, you know, your inner team, your closest team that you thought was there, and then all of a sudden now they're MIA. You don't know what happened to them, and now you feel like you're an island unto yourself. Are you still supposed to turn the other way and crawl into a rock? Absolutely not. Sometimes you have to rebuild again. That's a part of the process. You have to be always in building mode. But again, if you always posture your mindset to say, you know what, I remember my why, I know my why, and I'm going to continue to move forward. Joy, if you could share an experience maybe that you've gone through that you had to defy the odds and you know, break the mold. And when we talk about breaking the mold, that really means getting out of status quo, getting out of the box, getting out of what people have labeled you to be, and you breaking free to be who you are. What are some odds that you had to defy in your life?
Well, there definitely were many of them that I've been facing recently in terms of my music. I mean, sometimes, you know, my backup singers can't come through because they're in New York and they're traveling and they've got things going on in their life that prevent them from getting down here. But, you know, we have that blueprint that we're following, our business plan, and we're just going to continue to strive towards trying to make our goals and setting those milestones and celebrating those milestones as they happen. And remember that things won't always be smooth, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth going for, and it's worth striving to do. So I know I've encountered many things along this journey, but I'm going to continue to do it no matter what. I just know that what God has for us is for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was something that you said that I received, and I think this is something that we don't do as often, is celebrating the moments, because even in the process, while we're going through challenging moments and we're defining the odds and we are, you know, breaking the mold, we have small successes. And even with those small successes, they're huge. And we have to celebrate each and every step and not be disgruntled about, maybe some people may say it's a baby step, or maybe they felt that they didn't get as far in a particular month or quarter in their business or what have you, but celebrate what you do have. Celebrate every single moment. You have a new client this month, celebrate that one new client. You have new team members, celebrate those new team members. Okay, everyone walked away. Okay, well, celebrate that. And what do I mean by celebrate when everyone walked away? Well, look at it as in this way. You now have a clean slate to start afresh. And when you start afresh, You can look at all the creative possibilities on how you can create a new team, and it gives you time to reflect on what happened and to build anew. So I don't care if it may look bad, if it may not look good. You need to celebrate every single moment in your life. Celebrate every single up. Celebrate every single down. You know why? This show is called Leader in You, and the real thing that really defines a leader is how you handle every single situation that is presented to you. Are you going to crawl under a rock and be like, you know what, I can't handle all of this? Or are we going to celebrate in the moment that we have, in the time that we have, in real time? What are we going to do? In real time, I say to you tonight, celebrate with what you do have. Celebrate with what you do have. And I'm going to tell you, when you do that, you will be able to go that much farther. When you celebrate in the moment, you will be able to go that much farther. And I'm repeating it for a reason, because a lot of times we don't celebrate the small successes in our life because we feel that they're not big. We feel that it's not huge. Oh, it's just, you know, a little something. It doesn't compare to the next person. Stop comparing yourself to the next person. You break the mold and you identify yourself and you create a whole new definition of who you are, and you live it, you walk it, you breathe it. You defy the odds. You know what the odds are in your life. I don't know. Joy doesn't know, but you know what they are. Odds, again, is something opposing you. It's something that's hitting you. It's something that's coming up against you. But you know what? You know why? Because when odds come up against you, they strengthen you, they buffer you, they refine you. There's a quote, and I'm going to end it, and I'm going to have Joy to say a couple last words on this note. There are no great people in this world, only great challenges which ordinary people rise to meet. And that's by William Halsey. There's another quote that says, being challenged in life is inevitable. Being defeated is optional, and that's by Roger Crawford. The final quote, and then I'll have Joy to share. The greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it. And at that note, Joy, what would you like to share before I come back on and close out the show?
I just want to say, and, you know, timing really is everything. Because, you know, last year I had given one of my songs to a gentleman to do a video for me, and the video wasn't produced within the time frame that I had wanted it to. But, you know, lo and behold, when the video finally was done and completed, I have three websites that are going to carry that video. One is NASA. The other is the STEM program, which is Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, which is nationwide. And the other is BCCC, located on Liberty Heights, on their website. So this month, people will see that. So timing is everything. And I cannot stress that everything will be done at the right time as long as you persevere. So continue to persevere in your business, and you will flourish and see great things that you never even imagined. Stay the course.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us. Just to note, we have changed our show time. It will be every single Monday at 7 p.m. and on Wednesdays. For those that missed the live show on Monday, you will be able to have the link to replay the Monday show. So we are, you know, constantly growing this show, constantly moving forward. So, again, same show, Leader in You, different time, same day on Mondays. However, it will be in the evening time at 7 p.m. We will be having the Leader in You retreat in August. Next Monday, we will have details to share about how you can register, and it will be on our website. Again, for those that have joined us, check out my website, KatherineTrotter.com, Katherine with a C. Again, that's KatherineTrotter.com. I work with businesses nationwide in terms of developing their marketing strategies, developing their strategic plan. If you're a startup organization needing to get your 501c3 nonprofit status, I can assist with that. Again, go check out my website, KatherineTrotter.com. Once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Thanks to my co-host, Ms. Joy Ford. Appreciate you. And we will hear you again and speak with you again with an all-new topic next Monday. Talk to you soon. Have a great and productive week.